My aim is to speak just for 10 minutes, and I was going to say you can time me. I won't say that, but I will do my best, because I want us to focus on prayer, and I want us to spend time in prayer together. And I want to go back to the passage from Acts 4 that those of you who were here, we looked at this morning. As I have studied and prayed, I have gone back to this passage, and it's really spoken to me. And I would encourage you, if you can, if you didn't hear it this morning, just to engage with it online and the things that we thought about this morning. But what I want to do is just read verse 31 again, which is one of the key verses in this. And just draw out three things to encourage us as we come to pray. So Acts chapter 4 and verse 31, it's on page 1096 in our Bibles here in the church. After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. Wonderful stuff. May it be so. May it be so tonight. Why not? We're going to pray together. May God come to us, and may there perhaps be a real shaking as we just recognize that we're in his presence and he's coming to answer our prayers. Three things from this wonderful verse. First of all, prayer is foundational. It really is. After they prayed, God worked. Prayer came first. And as they prayed, this specific, kingdom-focused, believing prayer, God came and he did something very special in response to their prayers. He's the one who's able to do more than we ask or imagine or even think, and we see it here in this verse. And there is that sense of the foundational importance of prayer. When I went to Korea a few months ago now, I had tremendous privilege of being able to speak in a number of churches. Global Mission Church was the key one that I was working with, and a fantastic service that I was involved in. Their car park is a multi-story car park, which gives you the sort of idea of the scale. And after the service, I was given a tour, and they said, we're going to take you to the most important place. And we went down, we went past where some of the youth work was going on, some of the different breakout groups that we had, went down again, and we went to the very basement. And there were different groups who were praying. They had prayer cells, they had groups who were praying for particular requests, and they had people who were praying for the service and praying for the work of the church. And prayer is a big thing in Korea. The prayer that we tried with everybody praying together is known in some circles as Korean-style prayer, and we will get to know it in the months that lie ahead. And I want to encourage you not to be afraid to speak out in prayer. But the point is that prayer is foundational. And the fact that it's in the basement isn't because they've relegated it to the lowest place, but it's actually symbolically saying something, that prayer is foundational. And so be encouraged as we come to pray tonight. Prayer is essential for us. That's the second thing. It's not essential for God, because God can work quite apart from our prayers. He doesn't need us to pray, although he loves to hear us pray. But for us, prayer is essential. And one of the things that struck me, looking at the broad sweep of Acts 4, is how they come to prayer even though they have known power immediately before. Peter and John have had great courage. They've had great boldness as they have spoken before the Sanhedrin. They could have been in real trouble. Indeed, they were in real trouble and yet courageously they spoke out. The day of Pentecost has only just gone when God came by the Spirit in this new and wonderful, fresh way, and the Spirit was poured out on all people, and there was power, and there was speaking in tongues, and there was evangelistic ministry, and there were thousands who were coming to faith. And yet, despite that, they know that prayer is important again. They know that they need a fresh boldness, a fresh touch. They can't just live on the experiences of the past, even the immediate experiences. Prayer is essential for us, and we need to develop a life of prayer. We may have prayed fervently last week. We may have prayed fervently 2 weeks ago. But prayer is a relationship, and if we want boldness, if we want the power of the Spirit, if we want to be flowing with all that God wants for us, then prayer is essential. And one of the ways that I challenge myself and I challenge you is to be people of prayer. We know this, don't we? If someone stands here and says prayer is important, we know that it's true. But what I pray for in my own life and in the life of this church here is for us to know that it's true and in our experience day by day and to put it into practice. The most important lessons, the most profound lessons, are so often the most simple lessons. And prayer is essential for us. One of the other travels that I've done is to Brazil, leading a mission team, a time that was very, very significant to me. And the little group that we led, one of the ministers, she's going to come and speak at my induction. And we've become very close as a group. And one of the experiences that we had was walking through a favela, one of the very poor parts of Rio. We did this on a number of occasions. But on this particular experience, you see the power lines that are there, very ramshackle. And you hear the stories that actually nobody has paid for power. People are very, very poor. But what happens is that every now and again, someone shins up a pole, puts the line on, sort of taps into the power, and then it goes into people's houses or people run a generator. And they tap into the power that is there and draw on it. And prayer is essential because we need the power of God. And after we pray, then things happen. After we pray, God comes by his Holy Spirit. After we pray, there is a shaking and a boldness that can come into our lives. Prayer is foundational. Prayer is essential. And prayer is dangerous. Prayer is dangerous for others. Prayer is dangerous for us. And I think we can see in these early chapters of Acts a progression. So you have the apostles who are speaking out. You have Peter and John who are speaking out. And yes, the church is there, and the church is with them, and the church is being gathered. But it's the apostles that are key. And I think one of the things you begin to see happening right here in Acts 4 is that that broadens out. So after they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. The apostles are still crucial. They are the main teachers. But it's others now who are speaking the word of God. If we pray for the ministry of others, God might just touch us and say, I want you to be involved in that ministry. If we pray for a particular situation, God might just say, I want you to be the answer to your own prayers. As we pray, we sense that God comes to us and grows the relationship with us. As we're attentive to what he's saying, he puts his finger on areas in our lives and says, I want you to change. One final thing. Pete Gregg, who is the founder of the 24/7 prayer movement, which has just swept through places in our nation, and through prayer, churches and communities have been transformed. recently written a book, Dirty Glory, about the 24/7 prayer movement and about the things that God has done. I've not yet read the book, but I did read an interview with him about the book. And nowhere does he say, prayer has changed me. It has revolutionized my life. He doesn't say it explicitly. And yet it's clear that through prayer, through the things that he's been involved in, he has been radically, radically changed in his own life. Real prayer is dangerous. Real prayer is hard work. We hammer on the gates of heaven. We ask for God to bless, and we are rejoicing when we see him come. But he doesn't just change communities. He doesn't just change situations. He doesn't just change the lives of our friends that we pray for. He changes us. So beware. Prayer is dangerous. It is essential, it is foundational, and it's dangerous for us. May we be people who are growing in prayer as we go on this great adventure in the months that lie ahead. Let's just pause for a moment and reflect before Nathan comes back and leads us into prayer. Let's pause together. Lord, thank you for this wonderful glimpse of your power at work. The foundational nature of prayer. How it's essential for us. How it's dangerous work. And we want to heed these simple lessons. And we pray that you would drive them deep within us. Help us in the days that lie ahead to be women and men of prayer. Help us to be a church who prioritize prayer. And Lord, it will really help us as we see answers to prayer come. And so, Lord, we pray, increase our faith. As we pray for our mission communities, as we pray for the work of this church. Lord, we pray that this evening would be a time where you just pour out your blessing on us. Lord, we know we don't deserve anything from you, and yet your love for us is so strong and so sure. And so, Lord, we lift ourselves to you, and we do pray that in response to our prayers tonight, you would do more than we ask or imagine or even think. Lord, you're a great and a gracious God. So we lift ourselves to you and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.